Raising of Lazarus from the dead.
我们, 讲到是在约翰福音十一章讲的拉撒路死里复活的故事。
And how Mary and Martha, both very devoted believers, both had the same problem as most of us.
那么, 拉撒路的那个两个姐姐,巴大和玛利亚呢, 都是其实很爱主的一个门, 信徒, 但是他们的经历可能跟我们很相似。
When we expect God to do something and we don't see it,
当我们期待神做一些事情, 但我们还没有看到这个事情发生的时候,
and then things happen,
然后我们没有想到的事情发生了,
in a negative,
可能一些消极负面的事情发生了。
And then we say, God, if only you answer my prayer.
可能我们会对神有这样的一个对话, 说, 神啊, 如果你早回答, 回应我的祷告就好了。
Many times we wonder where God is.
很多时候我们想说, 神啊, 你到底在哪里?
For Mary and Martha, Jesus deliberately delayed for a few days.
对于马大和玛利亚, 主耶稣呢, 故意单延了两天, 再去到那边,
to make sure that Lazarus did die.
那么他确保马, 那个拉萨路呢, 真的是死了。
It is a horrific kind of like understanding.
那么如果我们按常识去理解这故事, 觉得好像很恐怖, 为什么主耶稣这样做呢?
That God will allow Lazarus to die.
觉得我们的主为什么会让拉萨路真的死去呢?
It is also a kind of very shocking realization. Could it be that God sometimes allows certain negativity to happen in our lives?
所以我们会让我们很震惊的一些想法, 说是不是神有时候故意允许一些不好的事情发生在我们的身上呢?
And then during that trial, we wonder, where is God?
在这个经历当中, 我们想说, 神啊, 你在哪里?
If only you were here.
如果你早在这里的话,
but the truth is, God was always there.
但是那个真理是神常, 一直都在。
He allowed Lazarus to die.
是主让
Sometimes God allows certain things negative to happen to us.
有的时候神允许一些负面的事情发生在我们身上。
Like he explained to Mary, sorry, to Martha, it is to glorify the Son of God.
所以就好像主耶稣在去之前就告诉马大说, 他说我这样这个东西会荣耀神的儿子。
God sometimes allows these things to happen so that two things can happen.
所以神在我们生命中允许一些事情的发生, 是会有, 有不同的事情会发生,
He gets glorified.
是让神得荣耀。
And we call that testimony.
我们称为见证。
And secondly,
那么第二点,
so that God, you can see God's glory in your life.
我们并且在我们的生命当中会见证神的荣耀。
Because whenever we encounter God,
每当我们与神相遇的时候,
in that way,
在这种很特别的方式与神相遇,
it transforms us.
这样的经历会改变我们的生命。
Amen? Amen. If God was to answer our prayers every time when we ask him,
如果神只是每次我们跟他求的时候, 他都回应我们的祷告。
It's just like when a child keeps asking the parent for something.
就好像一个孩子不断地跟父母要一些东西的时候,
ask and he receive, ask and receive.
好像他每次求你就会给他, 每次求就会给他的话,
nothing will change.
可能不会有特别的事情有发生,
but when we see God's glory,
但是当我们在经历中见证的神的荣耀, 也是我们每个人都很期待的。
Glory I don't mean when he appears in light.
那个荣耀不是说神好像在一个很荣光当中出现。
Glory what I mean is when he comes through to you.
我说的这个荣耀是神来到你当中。
And that you see him in a personal way.
你在一种很个人的一种方式你见到他。
Raising Lazarus from the dead.
就好像拉萨路被死里复活一样,
not only impacted the people around the region,
不光是影响了拉萨路他们所在那个地区的人,
but it impacted the family,
并且让拉萨路的家人也受到了很大的影响。
And so today we're going to continue,
今天我们会继续,
with chapter 12,
那么会继续讲约翰福音12章,
with this question, go back, do I need God? Or do I love God?
那么我今天问大家一个问题是, 我们是需要神呢, 还是我们爱神呢?
Think about it.
那我们想一想,
do I need God? Or do I love God?
是我需要神呢, 还是我真的爱神?
Many times we come before God because we need him.
很多时候我们来到主面前, 是因为我们觉得我们很需要他的帮助。
When we don't have a need, we hardly ever pray.
可能我们没有需要的时候, 我们都不来祷告。
When we don't have a need, we probably don't come to church.
可能我们没有需要的时候，我们也不来教会聚会。
Certainly not attending any cell groups.
那么参加小组聚会就更不用说了。
But sometimes when we have a need,
但是当我们有很迫切的需求的时候，
it makes us pursue after God.
就让我们逼着我们哦，又紧紧的去追求神。
You see, both Mary and Martha needed Jesus.
对于马大和玛利亚，在他们的光那个情况当中，他们很迫切的需要。
Lord, if you had been here, is a need.
就是主啊，如果你早在这里，就是他们的那种需要。
The need was you could have healed Lazarus.
他们的需要是神来医治他们的弟弟。
God, I need you in my life because I have something that only a supernatural God can help me.
我们需要神在我们的生命当中，是因为我们的生命当中有一些只有超能力才能解决的问题。
But if you didn't have that need, you probably wouldn't go near a church.
如果我们没有这样的需要，可能我们都可能不会接近教会，
and、
去教会了。
And that's the irony about human beings. Our nature is, if I don't have a need, I don't need you as a friend, I don't need you as a God.
所以很多时候，当我们生命没有需要的时候，可能我们不会把神当作我们的朋友，或者把他当作我们的神和主。
That's why when you marry somebody, you marry them because you love them.
很多时候我们跟一个人结婚，是因为我们爱对方。
Not because I need your bank account.
并不是我需要你银行存款。
Amen. Many people marry for need, and when that need is no longer required, the marriage disintegrates.
所以现在可能很多人的观念，对于结婚，他们是彼此的需要，建立在彼此需要这个观念上。如果不再需要对方的时候，那么这个婚姻就会破裂。
Children often say to each other, "You are my best friend."
我们孩子们当中常常会流行这句话，说你是我最好的朋友。
Until you don't need each other anymore.
但是可能我们不再需要彼此的时候，就不再是别人。
So ask ourselves the question, be honest, because you need to know where am I in God? Do I love him or do I need him?
所以我们要真的是真坦诚的去回答，看检查自己的心思意念，我们是需要神呢，还是真的爱他？
The truth is, we need both.
但是真理是我们两个都需要。
We always need God.
就是我们一直常常都需要神。
Because he is the creator and we are the creation.
因为他是我们的创造主，我们是那个受造的。
We will always need him.
我们总是需要他。
But it doesn't mean we love him.
但是并不代表说我们不爱他。
To love God is something that we need to learn and we need to be to aspire into.
那么爱神这件事需要我们慢慢逐渐去学习的，并且要被启发去这样做的。
But I want to show you to love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. It is the first commandment.
那么在
the greatest commandment.
那么神给的最大的诫命就是要全心全意全力来爱主你的神。
But if you try, you will fail.
但是我们尝试用自己的努力去这样做，我们常常会失败。
If you try with all your human nature and human might, your love looks ugly.
但如果我们用我们人的人性的那种努力那种方式去爱的话，看上去很丑陋。
Because usually it's conditional.
因为我们的爱常常是带着条件的。
I love you if you did this.
我爱你，如果总是有附带条件。
See, God's love is unconditional.
但是神对我们的爱是无条件的。
But the way it comes, we can learn from Mary and Martha.
但是从马大和玛利亚的故事，我们可以学到什么呢
？We can only truly love God.When God glorifies Himself to us,
只有当神在我们生命当中荣耀他自己的时候，那么我们可以真正的去爱他。
I discover, right, I can only truly love God when I encounter Him.
我自己的发现是，当我真正与神相遇的时候，我才可以真正的去爱他。
When you are touched by real love, then you know what it means.
当我们被真正的爱所触摸到的时候，你知道什么是爱。
You will never know what honey is.If you've always been eating syrup,
如果你只是吃糖浆，你永远不知道蜂蜜的那个甜味是怎样的。
You have to taste honey to tell the difference.
因为你必须要尝了纯正的那个蜂蜜，才可以分辨。
Amen. Nobody can describe to you what honey is like.
就是别人很难跟你形容那个蜂蜜的那个甜味。
The word sweet is not enough.
那么就是只是很甜这个词呢不够来形容这个
蜂蜜。And that's why the word love is not enough.
那么如果说爱这个字也不足以来形容神。
Until we encounter love himself.
直到我们真的是与这个真正的这位爱这位
神。So therefore, it's impossible for a human being to know what love is.
所以对于我们人来说我们很难用常识来去明白爱到底是什么。
You can't read about it, you can't just meditate about it, you have to encounter love.
我们不可能从书本当中从实际当中 去知道这个爱的定义，但是必须要在相遇当中去领悟。
That's why Jesus said, love one another as I love you.
所以主告诉我们说，我们彼此相爱，就像我爱你们一样。
In other words, give out the love that you receive from me.
所以就我们要领受主的爱，我们才可以给予出去。
Whereas in the Old Testament, it's love your neighbor as yourself.
那么在旧约当中那个诫命是说我们要爱人如己。
That's your love loving yourself.
就是我们用我们自己的爱。
But in the New Testament, it is loving each other with the love of Christ.
但是在新约当中，神给我们的诫命是我们要用耶稣基督的爱来彼此相爱。
How can you love God, how can you love one another with the love of Christ unless you receive that love in the first place?
所以如果我们没有先领受神的爱，我们如何用神的爱彼此相爱呢？
So when we look at chapter 12, we begin to see a difference in chapter 11.
所以我们来接着看约翰福音十二章的时候，我们会看到十一章
的不同之处。We can see what that glorification and that encounter with Jesus had done to the family.
我们可以看到他们与主的相遇和神在他们生命中彰显他的荣耀，对这个家庭带来影响。
We can see different reactions.
我们看到不同的一个反应。
Because not everyone who encountered the glory of God has the same reaction.
因为不是每一个遇到了神荣耀的人都会有相同的反应。
But those of us who desire to love God will change when we encounter Him.
但是当那些很渴慕来爱神的人，他们与神相遇之后，他们的生命会发生很大的改变。
Only those people who sit at the feet of Jesus, like Mary, will change.
就像那好像玛利亚坐在主耶稣脚前的人，他们的生命会发生改变。
Others, it will just be another religious experience.
可能对于其他人来说，他们没有这么追求主，只是变成一个很宗教的一种经历而已。
Amen. In the Pentecostal and charismatic revivals, many people go into church and get filled by the Holy Spirit, touched by the Holy Spirit, but not everybody is changed.
在五旬节的时候，很多人去到教会被圣灵所充满，但是不是每个人的生命都因此而发生改变。
It is those who carry the heart of Mary will change.
只有那些带着好像玛利亚这样子渴慕主的心的人才会改
变。Who day in day out pay attention to God.
他们日日夜夜都专注于神。
In other words, who has a real desire to love God.
换言之就是一个真正渴慕爱神之人。
All God wants from you and me is not that you can love. It's just a desire, a decision today to say, God, I want to love you.
所以主来向我们这边有一个需要，就是只是让我们有这种渴慕，让我们渴慕来爱他，来做这个决定。我要来爱你。
It begins with a decision.
我们这一切都是源于一个
决定。I want to love Jesus.
我想要爱主耶稣。
And the Holy Spirit will make that happen.
圣灵会在我们做工，让这个事情发生。
Because He's going to make sure you encounter love, God Himself.
因为圣灵会确保我们要先与这个真正的爱相遇。
How many of you would like that?
有多少人想有这样的经历呢?
I would love that.
我自己想要这样
的经历。 Only me would like that. Anybody else like that? Amen.
Amen.
So we read in chapter 12, verse 1.
好，我们看约翰福音十二章第一节。
Six days before the Passover, Jesus therefore came to Bethany where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead.
这里说逾越节的前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处。
So they gave a dinner for him there. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those reclining with him at the table.
有人在那里给耶稣预备了宴席，马大伺候，拉撒路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。
Martha is a very keen Christian.
马大呢是一个非常 很虔诚的一个基督徒。
But have you seen any change?
但是大家有没有看到这里？他在那个复活之后的一个变化。
She saw Lazarus come from the dead.
他见证了他的弟弟拉撒路死里复活这件事情。
She's doing exactly the same thing as she did in chapter 11.
那么他在跟十一节的时候，他的
or elsewhere still the one busy serving.
他的行为还是没有特别的改变，还是能忙前忙后。
Now there's nothing wrong with this.
当然，我不说他的行为有什
么问题。But it reminds me of a lot of Christians. God to you is just serving in the church.
但是可能让我从马大的身上看到很多基督徒，他们觉得说，爱主就是在教会里面的服事。
Because you can serve all your life, which is the right thing to do, but if you do not progress from serving to loving Him, you have actually gained very little.
所以如果就是我们可以一生来侍奉主，但是如果我们没有从侍奉进入到递升到一个爱主的境况的话，
Amen?
我们的生命就很少得着。
Martha is serving same as what she did before.
那马大跟她之前的生命没有多大改变，她还是照
样的伺候。 Nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. We can't criticize for that.
但是但她的行为这一块我们不可以去论断，没有什么问题。
But we've got to move beyond serving.
但是我们要超越这个服侍，
loving him.
进入到一个爱主的境界。
Lazarus, have you seen any difference?
那么拉撒路有没有什么不同呢？
In chapter 11, he was dead.
十一章的时候他已经 病死了。
And he was smelly.
然后、哦、闻得也很臭。
The encounter that he had, the experience he had, put him in a restful position.
那么他所经历让他去到一个安息的地方。
Most people who died and come back from the dead,No longer see life the same.
很多那些经历了死亡然后复活的人，他们不再用同样的看法去对待生
命。 Or somebody who recover from a terminal disease sees life differently afterwards.
或者有些经历了从一些绝症当中得复原以后，他们看生命也不同。
I certainly encountered a couple of them before.
我自己也遇到过这样的人。
They look at life differently.
他们看待生命完全不一样了。
They're relaxed.
他们更加的看淡人生。
They no longer striving for the same thing.
他们不再为同样的事情再去努力拼搏。
You see, what makes life stressful for us is because we want to meet society's standard.
那时候为什么我们在生命当中很纠结、很大压力，是因为我们要尝试达到这个社会给我们的期待。
I've got to get to the top of the ladder.
我必须要去到我事业的顶端。
And because of that,
因为有这样的压力，
you tread on people, you elbow people in life.You take your sword out, you go to work.
所以就是因为有这样子的压力和价值观呢，让我们不得在职场当中要拼得你死我活。
Work is no longer joyful, it is a warfare.
就好像去工作不再是很愉悦的事情，变成是一种征战。
Amen? That's why when you go to a bookshop, if you want to buy a book on business management, you go to the section on warfare.
所以如果你去书店你要找关于那个经营方面的书类型的话，你要去找真正类的书才找得到。
Amen? It's ridiculous.
是很很
The tragedy is when we go home we take the sword back out.
但是很不幸的是我们回到家又把我们这个剑拿出
来。 And your wife is ready with her sword.
然后你的配偶可能也拿着同样的剑要准备给你相斗。
And all the kids are ready with their little swords.
好像孩子他们也拿着他们那把小剑要开始打仗了。
And we fight, 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 fight until we're exhausted.
我们真的彼此你争我斗，直到自己都精疲力尽了。
And then you say to your wife, you know I really love you.
然后你对你的可能你的另一半说，我真的很爱你。
Do you see, brothers and sisters, society standard put a lot of pressure on us.
就这个社会的这种标准给我们带来很大的压力。
But when you've encountered Jesus like Lazarus has,From coming from the dead, you see things differently.
但是如果我们好像拉撒路所经历这样死里复活的事情，可能我们对待生命的观点会不同。
You're in a position of relax.
你可能会处于一种很安心、很放松的状态。
But not everybody can die and come back from the dead.
但是不是每个人都能经历这个死里复活很极端的事情。
I hope not.
我希望我们不会有这样的经历。
The easiest way to see Jesus right now is to die.
那么现在我们可能见耶稣最快的方式就可能现在马上死去。
But we don't want to do that. There's lots of work to do.
但是我们不想在做完我们的事情之前就先去天堂了。
But look at verse 3. Mary, okay, therefore took a pound of expensive ointment made from pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume.
第三节，玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己的头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。
Now Mary is the example that we need to become.
玛利亚是我们每个人都应该效仿的一个样式。
In chapter 11, Lord, if you were here, my brother would not have died.
在十一章，玛利亚见到耶稣的时候，她说：“主啊，如果你早在这里，我的弟弟就不会死了。”
When Jesus was coming to the house, she did not get out of the house.
当主耶稣来到他们村庄的时候，她都没有出去迎接主。
This is what it means when God glorifies Himself before Mary.
这就是当神在玛利亚面前亲自荣耀他自己的时候给他带来的改变。
When Mary saw Lazarus come back from the dead, she understood.
当他看玛利亚见到他的弟弟亲自从死里复活的时候，
she was transformed.
他的生命被改变了。
God glorified himself in her.
就神在玛利亚的生命当中荣耀了他自己。
That is what God intended.
这是主所想要达到的。
I hope your encounter with God will give you a result like Mary.
我希望我们与主的一个相遇会达到好像玛利亚这样的一个结果。
Everybody else could not understand what she was doing.
可能其他人都不明白玛利亚到底在做什么。
Because Mary took a very expensive oil and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped it with her hair.
因为玛利亚拿了一瓶极贵重的那个香膏来倒在耶稣脚前，用她的头发去擦。
That's an act of love.
这是玛利亚对主的一个爱。
When you are so touched by the love of God, you love him back in a very strange way.
当我们真的被爱所触摸的时候，我们会用同样的爱来回应这份爱。
What is that strange way?
会用一种很奇怪的方式。
You do something meaningful.
你做一些好像对你来说很有意义的事情
，meaningful to God，
对神来说有意义的事情
，something expensive，
那对可能很价值、很贵重的。
Amen. You give your very best to God when you love Him.
当我们爱主的时候，我们会把自己最珍贵的东西献给他。
You see, Mary has been transformed by the resurrection of Lazarus.
玛利亚被拉撒路的那个复活改变了生命。
Because in the resurrection of Lazarus was the glory of Jesus.
因为正是在拉撒路的复活当中就是神的荣耀。
Where Jesus revealed himself as a Messiah.
也是主耶稣来向世人显明他就是弥赛亚。
To Mary, not only is he the Messiah.
对于玛利亚说他不光是那个弥赛亚救主。
But the Messiah who loved her family.
也是那个爱他的主。
That's what all moms and dads should know right now. That Jesus, our God, loves you and your children a lot.
所以就是对于我们很多的父母来说，我们要需要知道这个真理，主爱我们并爱我们的孩子。
You only realize when you're touched by that true love.
就我们当被真正的爱所触摸到的时候，我们才会意识到这一点。
That you end up giving God the most expensive thing you have.
你可能把你自己对你来说最珍贵的一样东西献给神。
And guess what? Look at what Judas said. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples who was about to betray him, said,Why was this an ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?
第四节有一个门徒就是那将要卖耶稣的加略人犹大说这香膏为什么不卖30两银子来周济穷人呢
In other words, what a waste.
换言之犹大说哇这太浪费了吧
See, this is a religious spirit.
这就是很宗教的一种灵在掌
控 Sometimes in church, people say, why you do that for? It's a waste of money.
很多人在教会当中，有人会批判别人的行为，说为什么你这样做，简直是浪费钱财。
It sounds very spiritual, but it's actually very hollow. It is actually very hypocritical.
这虽然好像是看似很属灵，但其实很假冒伪善。
Because he wanted the money.
因为他自己想偷
钱。Not because he loved the poor.
并不是他爱那些穷人。
Amen. Many people, in order to try and win the argument, use a religious way.
很多时候为了争就是在那个辩论当中争赢用一种很属灵的宗教的形式去辩论
How many times when we argue with each other we try and quote the Bible
有多少次我们跟彼此争论的时候我们常常的引用圣经
See the Bible is a sword a spiritual sword in the spirit not a spiritual sword to cut each other
好吧我们知道主的话语是属灵的剑不是彼此 来争论的
Amen Can you see sometimes we can be very religious a religionis the biggest enemy to the Christian.
那么其实这种宗教灵对我们基督徒来说是很大一个仇敌。
Because what we need is true love, not religion.
因为我们所需要的是真正的经历这个爱而不是一个宗教的灵。
So that our love comes from God.
我们的爱是从神而来的。
And it sets people free.
并且这个爱会赐给我们自
由。But religious people will say to you,
但是那种很宗教的人会对你说
will criticize you,
会来论断你
for your lack of love.
觉得说哦，你这个人没有爱
，or too much love，
或者你爱心泛滥
，lack of offering，
或者你没有奉献
，or even too much offering，
或者你给太多奉献。
You know you can never get it right with the religious spirit。
对那种很宗教的那种人来说，你做什么他们都不对。
That's why, brothers and sisters, those of us If you are not touched by the true love of God, you become judgmental.
所以那是我们没有经历到真实的爱的时候，我们变成很论断的一种人。
That's why be careful. Sometimes God, it could be God who's working, and then if you carry a religious spirit, you could be criticizing God.
很多时候，当时呢，我们中国，如果我们带着这个宗教灵的时候，我们会去论断神的行为。
And so the raising of the Lazarus from the dead, God showed His glory to Mary and his her family.
所以借着拉撒路的复活这个经历呢，神向玛利亚和他的家人彰显了他的荣耀。
Mary is an example of what happened. It transforms a person.
在玛利亚的身上，我们看到了神的荣耀来改变一个人的生命。
If you make a decision today that I want to love Jesus,
如果今天你做这个决定，你说我要来爱我的主。
We will become like Mary.
我们也会像玛利亚这样。
Absolutely sure.
我绝对肯定。
Because it is Jesus who will help you.
因为是耶稣来帮助我们做成这件事。
He will love to.
他很愿意这样做。
He will love to show his love towards you.
因为他很愿意向你显明他的爱。
Because he loves to encounter those who are seeking after him.
因为他愿意来亲近那些来寻求他的人。
How can he do it when, if you are, don't really care?
当我们真的不愿意去亲近神的时候，神怎么来做工呢？
But if you are diligent,
但是我们很勤力的
seek after his love,
来切切来寻求神，
he will reward you.
他一定会来赏赐你。
It begins with a decision.
所以今天这个源于我们的一个决定。
And if you feel you can't do it,
如果你觉得好像你做不到，
you pray the prayer, Lord, change my heart.
然后我们做这样一个祷告，说主，我来改变我的心。
This is why David is such a David is a New Testament person living in the Old Testament.
那么大卫王其实我觉得是一个新约的人，活在了在旧约时代。
He's always seeking after God.
他总是来寻求神。
He always wants to love God.
他总是想来爱慕神。
He's no way perfect.
他当自己他的生命也不是完美的。
But God loved his heart.
但是神悦纳他的心。
Amen. Let's please God with our heart's desire.
那我们用我们渴慕神的那个心意来讨他的喜悦。
Lord, I want to love you.
主啊，我们愿意来爱你。
Amen.
Amen.
You see, the reaction of raising the Lazarus from the dead is shown in the next verses, verse 9.
那我们看第九节，每个人看到这个拉撒路复活的反应会有不同。
And when the crowd of the Jews learned that Jesus was there, they came not only on the account of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he has raised from the dead.
有许多犹太人知道耶稣在那里就来了，不但是为耶稣的缘故，也是要看他从死里所复活的拉撒路。
You see, when you've encountered Jesus,
当我们自己与神相遇的时候，
it draws others to Jesus.
然后也把其他人吸引来亲近主。
The crowd wants to see Jesus because of Lazarus raised from the dead.
因为众人想来见耶稣，因为他们知道有拉撒路死里复活这件事。
Amen. There is a reason why God sometimes allow you to go through a hard time because He wants you to encounter who He is.
所以很多时候，很大一个原因，神要让我们经历我们所经历的，是让我们与他相遇。
He will transform you with His goodness and His glory.
神会用他的荣耀和良善来改变我们的生命。
People can see that.
我们身边的人也会见到这样的改变。
Amen. One person will say, God loves you. And another person who really knows God's love say, God loves you. It has two different effects.
当我们直说神爱你和一个真正品尝了神爱的人说神爱你，会有两个截然不同的反应。
The person who truly encounters God will draw the crowd.
当那些真正与神相遇的人，他们会吸引更多人来到主面前。
But the person who encounters God has also another reaction from another crowd.
但是与神相遇的人会带来另外一个反应。
In other words, not only will you be a witness, but you also draw persecution to yourself.
所以我们不光自己成为那个见证人，同时我们的见证会吸引更多人来。
So when you ask for God's love,Two crowds will come towards you, those who also seeking God and those who wants to persecute you.
所以当我们祷告说神来让我们来爱你的时候，会吸引两种人，一种是真能渴慕爱神的人，一种是要尝试来逼迫你的人。
Verse 10, so the chief priests made plans to put Lazarus to death as well, because on his account, many of the Jews were going away and believing in Jesus.
这里第十节接着说，但祭司长商议连拉撒路也要杀了，因有好些犹太人为拉撒路的缘故回去信了耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.
You know, sometimes the persecution can come from within the church.
所以很多时候这种我们身边的逼迫可能就是在教会当中会出现。
Some people just don't like you being too happy.
很多人看到你好像很喜乐，他们就心生嫉妒。
There's too much Holy Spirit on you.
哇，好像你太多圣灵的充满。
Amen.That's why sometimes, brothers and sisters, whenever we encounter God, don't expect everybody to go, Hallelujah! Let's all have a party and rejoice with you.
所以很多时候，当我们觉得我们自己有跟神一个与神相遇很奇妙的经历的时候，不要期待每一个人都会有种与你同欢喜那种反应。
Some will.
可能很大部分人会这样子。
But others want to kill you.
但可能有一部分人因为嫉妒呢，他们很不喜欢。
Isn't it strange, right? Lazarus, right, was raised from the dead, and yet the chief priest, the pastor, the senior pastor, want to kill Lazarus.
所以你想，拉撒路这样一个他被死里复活了，但是却招来这个祭司长，他们想要谋杀他的一种想法。
That's why sometimes people pray for limbs to grow. You know, people come out of a wheelchair. It's great, but not everyone will rejoice.
所以很多时候我们当有些人他们一些很奇妙那些神迹好像手脚长出来他们从那个轮椅上站出来的时候
the world,
不是每个人会期待这样
The world and the religious spirit is always against what God is doing.
所以这个世界和一些宗教的灵总是来敌对神所做的事
Amen. 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 But do you see that the love of God is what God really wants to give us?
所以神的爱是他想迫切要给我们每个人的。
Because the love of God really is the thing that transforms a person, in my experience.
在我自己经历当中，真的是神的爱来改变我们的生命。
You see, many times when we want our husband and our wife to change, we say, Father, take them to hell and back. Give them a hell tourism.
很多时候我们跟父祷告，我们想我们的配偶改变的时候，我们祷告说，神要带他们去地狱走一转，让他们尝尝那个滋味。
Let my husband grow another arm.
让我的
and demonstrate to him. We always think of bad things.
让我们总是想一些很糟糕的想法，说让他受让他吃点苦头。
When he goes to work today, let him have a car crash, but don't kill him.
但是可能今天他去上班的时候让他出个车祸但是不要让他死去
Just let him lie on the hospital bed for one week
让他就是 在病床上躺一个星期来给他一个教训
Teach him a lesson Lord
这样来给他教训
That's how we want to change people
可能我们很多时候用一种很极端的想法来想要尝试改变
That's not changing That's abuse
这不是改变这是虐待一个人
God does not do such a thing
但是我们的神绝对不会这样做。
Instead, God changes us by loving us.
神是用来以爱来改变我们。
Only those who receive that love will be transformed.
只有那些真正领受了爱的人，他们的心意会改变。
You see, when we receive Jesus into our hearts, the transformation begins.
当我们领受耶稣进入到我们心里的时候，我们的改变就开始了。
But the transformation will stop if you do not continue to pursue after His love for you.
所以，如果我们停止在这之后停止去追求神对我们爱的时候，
Now,
那个改变也会
停止。When you receive love, this is what love does to you.
当我们来领受爱的时候，这个爱在我们心命中做什么功
呢？Amen. Love transforms a person.
这个爱会改变一个人的生命。
First Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4 says, "Love is patient."
在哥林多说，哥林多前书十三章这里讲说，爱是忍耐。
So therefore, if you want your husband, your wife to be patient, it is not patience that they need; it is love that's what they need. When they have love, they will be patient.
所以，如果你想你的配偶有更多的忍耐、耐心的话，所以不是耐心他们需要，而是爱他们所需要。
Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast.
爱是很久忍耐，又是恩慈，爱是不嫉妒。
It is not arrogant.
也是不自夸
or rude, it does not insist on its own way.
所以不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处。
Let's repeat that again. It does not insist on its own way.
我们再说一遍，这里不求自己的益处。
Amen. Hallelujah. Many of us insist. I insist. We call that being assertive. We call that being aggressive.
那时候我们真的是很极端到坚持自己的益处利益。
Amen. It means at home, I don't have to insist that that chair is there.
好像在家里，我们不要坚持那个椅子一定要摆在那个地方。
In other words, I love my chair more than my wife.
就换言之说，你就是比这个比你的丈夫更爱这个椅子。
But it does not insist.
但是我们说不要坚持自己的益处。
Why? Because I love you. I don't insist. You can move my chair over there.
所以下次你们在讨论的时候，你说因为我爱你，所以我不坚持自己的益处，所以你想怎么做都好。
And it gets better.
然后
it is not irritable.
然后也说不
or resentful.
不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
Say no more.
所以不要再说了。
Amen. Hallelujah. Do you see what love does to you? It transforms you to become patient.
所以是爱在我们心中做工，改变我们，让我们有很有忍耐的心。
You don't insist.
让我们不坚持自己的益处，
求自己好处。You're not that easily irritated.
我们也不会再轻易的发怒。
Amen. Verse 6, it does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth.
第六节说不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
You see, when you encounter love, you don't suddenly, you will have faith.
所以当我们领受了爱的时候，我们会突然有这种信心。
God loves me.
神爱我。
Therefore, I believe in him.
所以我要相信他。
My wife loves me. Therefore, I believe her.
我的妻子爱我，所以我相信她。
Otherwise, every time when she cooks a meal, you have to take the silver needle to make sure it's not poisonous.
所以有的时候，如果你妻子煮了饭的话，你要拿那个银针去试一下有没有毒，你才吃。
How many of you carry a sort of poison test kit?
有多少人有一个验毒的那个小装备？
Do you see, brothers and sisters, love means I trust her that she's going to cook me not only a poisonless meal, but a healthy meal, a very good tasting meal.
所以当我们相信我们的妻子的时候，我们相信她会煮不光是没有毒的，而且是一个很美味的食物。
Otherwise, you will get what you didn't ask for. Okay? So that's why love brings faith to be and belief.
爱给我们带来信心去相信。
And the hope is real.
那我们心中有盼望也是真实的。
Love changes our hearts and character.
爱也会改变我们的性情和我们的个性。
Verse 8 says,Love never ends.
第八节说爱是永不止息。
Many people say when you go to heaven, the only thing you can take with you are people.
很多时候我们去天家的时候能带的就是人跟我们一起。
That's true.
是真，是对的。
But the Bible teaches us that we take love with us.
这里经文告诉我们，因为爱是永不止息，所以我们会带着爱去的地方。
See, when you meet with God, God's not going to say to you, Joshua, how many people have you led to Christ?
所以当我们见到主面的时候，可能神会问我们，你会带多少人信主啊？
But he will ask you, did you learn to love?
他不会问你带了多少人信主，他会问你说，你有没有学会爱？
Because love never fails.
这里说爱永不止息。
It will never end.
永远不止息。
You take it with you.
我们会带着爱去见我们的父母。
You see, we sometimes value giftings and other things higher than love. And yet, Paul says, as prophecies, they will pass away. As tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away.
那时候我们把那些恩赐看过高于爱。但这里说，先知讲道之能终必归于无有，说方言之能终必停止，知识也终必归于无有。
Now can you see why Jesus let Lazarus die?
这里我们可以，现在我们明白为什么神会让拉萨路死去呢？
Because not only does it transform the family,
因为不光他的这个经历会改变他的家人，
it transforms the region,
改变他们所在的那个地区，
it makes the devil angry,
也会让仇敌更愤怒。
You see how exciting it is?
是非常好像很很兴奋的。
All because God has delayed the answer to your prayer.
就是因为神故意延迟回应垂听祷告。
When God does that to me, I say, God, you don't love me. You only love the people in church.
然后那时候，当神这样对我的时候，我就跟神埋怨说：“神，你不爱我，你只爱教会那些人。”
God, you only ever speak to them. You don't speak to me.
神，你总是对他们说话，但都不对我说话。
Amen. Half the time, I get really angry with God because I can see Him loving people in the church.I said, "What about me, Lord?"
很多时候我都会对神很好像很恼怒，让我说哇，看到神很爱教会的人，但是神我呢
？But when my answer to prayer eventually comes, I see the glory of God.
但当我所求的事情最终发生的时候，我真的见证的是荣
耀。Not only does it transform me, but it impacts people around me.
不光是改变了我的生命，也改变了我身边的人。
And most enjoyable, it makes the devil angry.
但是让我最开心的是让仇敌很愤怒。
Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Let me end with Songs of Solomon.
让我用雅各书来结束我今天的讲道。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
在雅各书的第三章。
Okay. Songs of Solomon is about this Shulamite woman looking for her lover.
这里雅各书讲的是一个女子来寻求她的爱人。
She's the bride.And she's looking for her bridegroom.
她是那个新妇，她来寻找那个新郎。
And then Solomon appears somewhere in that volume.
那么这个所罗门就出现在这个场景当中。
But this is a love story that really very romantic.
好像看似一个很浪漫的爱情故事。
Some people believe, some Jewish people believe is a picture of lovers how you should behave.
很多犹太人他们觉得是对一些恋慕中的人他们所呈现的状况。
But to us, it is actually a prophetic picture of how Christ loves His church.
但是对我们来说是一个带有先知性预言的一种图片，代表基督爱教会。
We are the bride, and He is the bridegroom.
我们是那个新妇，他是那个新郎。
Okay, so verse 5 says, "I adjure you, O."Daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles or the does of the field, that you not stir up or awaken love until it pleases.
这里雅各书三章五节说：“耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我指着羚羊或田野的母鹿嘱咐你们，不要惊动，不要叫醒我所亲爱的。”
See, when you look at this verse, you say, "What on earth is it talking about?"
我们读到这里的时候，可能很好像摸不着头脑，到底在说什么。
But it illustrates the point I'm trying to make to everyone today.
但是会刚好说明了我今天要跟大家分享的这个讯息。
You see, the bride is staying, right? O daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelle or the does, that you not, don't stir up or awaken love until.It pleases who?
所以这里说，他说耶路撒冷众女子，他说嘱咐你们不要惊动，不要叫醒我所亲爱的，等他自己情愿。
You see,
不要叫醒，不要激动爱情，等他。
打错字啊？
一样的，不同的版本。
So what does it mean?
这里到底什么意思呢
？He says, "We, the bride said, you cannot stir up love for the bridegroom."
这个，所以这个新妇在说，我们不能自己去激发我们对新郎的这个爱。
No one can.
没有人可以这样做。
Nobody can stir up love for God in your heart.
没有任何人可以激动神在你心中的。
Nobody can stir up your desire to love Jesus.
没有任何人能搅动你来爱主的这个渴慕。
Nobody can awaken that in your heart.
没有一个人可以叫醒来惊动他这种你心中的爱。
Except the bridegroom himself.
只有新娘他自己。
Only he can awaken that love and awaken, stir up that love for him.
只有新娘他自己可以来激发你里面对他的爱。
Amen. Have you seen in the dramas where?The beautiful lady is all innocent until, wow, look at that tall, dark, handsome, or tall, white, handsome guy.
所以我们在电影当中看到这样的场景，好像一个很无辜的一个女子见到一个白马王子的时候。
And he looks at her with his bright, shiny eyes.
然后他用他的那个明亮的眼睛来看与他对视的时候
，and holds her with his muscular arms and six pack，
然后用他健硕的膀臂来环绕他的时候
，six pack mean the muscle, not the pack of beers 啊，
他的那个六块腹肌来
，Wow, what does it do in the drama? The girl's eyes open.
那么我们在看到那个剧情当中说，哇，看到这样的白马王子的时候，那个女子的眼睛就打开了。
What does it? What is that picturing here?
所以我们在这个经文当中看到怎样一个图片呢
？The bridegroom, that handsome guy, awakens the love that is inside the lady.
所以那个英俊潇洒的那个新郎，他的存在呢，唤醒了这个心腹心中的对这个男子的爱慕。他激发了、激动了这个爱情。
And then instantly, a love.Is manifested.
一下子那个爱就激发出来了，彰显出来
了。You see, raising Lazarus from the dead has awakened the love that is inside Mary for Jesus.
所以见证拉撒路的复活，激发了玛利亚心中对主的爱。
That's what happens when you see the glory of God.
这就是当我们见证了神的荣耀的时候会发生的事。
It awakens the love that's inside you.
会叫醒我们心中那个份爱。
And then suddenly you don't know why. Lord, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I could die for you. I could do anything for you.
所以那之后可能你的反应就是你自己都想不到为什么你会一直说主啊我爱你我爱你我宁愿为你舍命。
And Mary goes and fetched the oil and washed Jesus' feet with it.
就像玛利亚拿了一瓶极贵重的那个香膏来用头发来擦耶稣的脚。
And this is what this verse is trying to depict.
这也是我们在看到这个 雅各书所描
述的画面。Don't stir it up.
我们不要尝试自己去惊动、去叫醒。
Unless,
除非
that love receives the person that can stir it up.
直到那个能唤醒这份爱的人出现的时候，才可以惊动。
Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you want your love inside to be stirred up by Jesus?
我们有多少人希望我们心中那份对主的爱被激发起来呢
？And one encounter with him, oh, stirs up your heart, and your heart is burning. Say, Lord, I love you.
所以我们与主的一个相遇，就让我们里面对主的心有激发起来，火热，对说主我爱你。
Guess what? This is exactly what God wants to do to all of us.
这是神想对我们每个人做的事情。
How is he going to do it?
他如何可以做到呢
？He's going to use your daily life.
他会用你每天的日常的生活。
The good and the bad and the ugly.
不光是好的，不好的。
Somehow he's going to use a situation.
他可能会用一些你的一些经历。
To come through.
来借着这样的机会来进入到。
And to speak to you.
来对你说话。
So that you will hear these words loud and clear.
所以你会听到这些话，很清楚的听到他的话。
That God loves you.
让你听到他说我爱你
It could come with no words just an encounter
就是可能不一个听到的声音但是就是一个相遇
Or God could just do something
或者神在你生命中做一些事情
God has many different ways to communicate with us
神有他自己各样的方式来与你沟通
But I pray
但是我祷告
All of us will be awakened on the inside
但我们每个人的里面我们的这种爱会被激发出来
By the love that's come, that encounters us.
被那个我们所相遇的爱所激发出来
Amen. Let's pray.
Amen. 让我们来祷告
Lord, we thank you that you are good to us.
主我们感谢你因为你是好的神
Lord, not only do we need you, but we love you.
主不光我们需要你我们要更多的来爱你
Oh Lord, awaken the love that is inside our hearts.
主啊，求你亲自来激发在我们里面对你的爱。
By receiving the love of God，
主，当我们来领受你的爱的时候
，Let the bridegroom awaken us，
让那个新郎来亲自来唤醒。
Awaken our hearts, Lord，
来唤醒我们的心。
Let us as bride of Jesus be excited，
让我们为我们将要来的这个新郎而
be excited to encounter。
让我们很期盼来与你的相遇。
This lovely Jesus.
哦，这位奇妙的主。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brothers and sisters, all you need to do today is make that commitment or a decision for the first time.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天需要做的就是在我们心里做一个决定。
Will you pray?
我们做一个祷告。
Lord, I decided.
主，我做决定，我下定决心。
I want to love you.
我要来爱你。
I want you to help me.
我求你来帮助我。
Let me encounter.
让我来与你相遇。
My bridegroom.
我的新郎。
Lord Jesus Christ.
我的主耶稣基督。
Amen. Let's stand.
Was my cross you bore, so I could live in the freedom you died for. And now my life is yours, and I will sing of your goodness forevermore.Deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Grace goes on and on, and I will sing of your goodness forevermore. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name.Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve praise. Worthy is your name. It was my cross you bore, so I could live in the freedom you died for.Yours, and I will sing of your goodness forevermore. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name.
Worthy is your name.
Jesus, you deserve the praise. Worthy is your name.
Worthy is your name.
Worthy is your name. Jesus, you deserve the praise. Worthy is your name.
Worthy is your name.
Worthy is your name. Jesus.
Worthy is your name,
worthy is your name,
Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name,
worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name.
Lord, we realize nothing is impossible.
主，我们知道在你里面没有不能成的事。
Because one thing, oh God, we can rely on, that we can rely on, we can trust.
主，你是我们所可以依靠的神。
That you love my children. and you love me. You love my family. Hallelujah.
主你爱我们，爱我，主你爱我们的家人，也爱我们的孩子。
So I ask you, God, Holy Spirit, touch all of our hearts, that we may know your goodness and your mercy.
这里我们祷告，你可以触动我们每个人的心，让我们可以真的经历你的良善，你的慈爱。
God, you are good to me, not because of what I have done.
主你并不是因为我们所做的来对我们好。
Because of your mercy.
主因为你的怜悯和慈爱。
God, we love your mercy.
主你的爱和怜悯。
For you are good to us.
主你对我们很好。
I just pray, oh God, let your goodness, let your love, oh God, change every one of us.
主我们祷告愿你的爱来改变我们每个人的生命。
Lord, remove anything that is in the way.
主真的把任何拦阻我们来领受你爱的东西都挪去。
Whether things are positive or negative in my life at the moment.
不过现在我们生命中面对的是消极的还是积极的事情。
I trust the mercy of God.
主我都相信你的怜悯在我们的生命中。
I trust your goodness.
我们相信主你的良善。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's sing I love you, Lord.
手心是对我顾念，一生美好带我到永远，一切所有生命气息我要歌唱神的良善荣美。
上帝良善荣美，
相信是对我顾念，一生美好带我到永远，一切所有生命气息我要歌唱，神的良善荣美。
Oh my life
All my life, you have been faithful. You are faithful. All my life, you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, and I will sing of the goodness of God. Your service is running after, is running after me. Your goodness is running after, is running after me.
With my life laid down, I surrender now.
I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, is running after me.It's running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down and surrendered now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
Thank you for your grace.
谢谢主你的恩典。
I thank you for your goodness.
谢谢主你的良善。
Thank you for your mercy.
谢谢主你的怜悯。
I just pray, Lord, that our homes will be filled with your presence.
主，我们祷告我们的家中会充满你的同在。
And that we will encounter the bridegroom.
让我们与我们的新郎相遇。
And that he will arouse the love in our hearts.
主啊，你会来苏醒我们心中对你的爱。
That will transform us and our lives.
你的爱来改变我们的生命。
Father, we need you.
父，我们需要你。
We need your Son.
我们需要你的儿独生子耶稣。
The one who loves us.
那位深爱我们的主。
The one who died for us.
那位为我们舍命的主。
The one who is exalted.
那位被高举在宝座上的主。
He is in control.
主，你掌管我们的生命。
And may you be Lord.Of our lives, Lord.
主，你做我生命的主。
And make us fruitful.
主，让我们生命多结果实。
For your kingdom.
为了你的国度。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Today's service is over. If you need prayer, come forward.
好，大家请坐。我们今天聚会到此。
Bless you. Thank you.
祝福大家。